An historic win for women in sports today. After a years-long contentious battle for equal pay, the U.S. women's soccer team will get compensated just like the men. Meredith Cash covers sports for Business Insider. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. This is a huge day, not just for the game of soccer, but for sports in general. What do we know about this deal with the U.S. Soccer Federation?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we know it was a long time coming. The national team obviously took the U.S. Soccer Federation to court after years of jostling over this deal where they wanted compensation that was on par with the men's team. And this year, you know, as announced today, the two collective bargaining agreements for the men's and women's teams are virtually identical, giving both teams comparable pay structures and a historic equalized pool of prize money from the FIFA World Cup, which is unprecedented.
Right. That's the key here. They're going to pool the prize money from the World Cup, which is really important because the men's tournament still pays out much more than the women's. So what kind of financial impact will all of these changes have, and how much more money will the women be making?
It will be huge. So I think one of the key points of contention historically has been just how much more the women were seeking to make as opposed to the men, whereas, you know, it wasn't always about the direct amount of money each team was making or each player was making on the specific teams, but more about how much more the women had to do in order to make comparable amounts of money. So the women's team, it's no secret, has been much more successful in recent years than the men's team, but they've only come close to making the same amount of money as any given men's player by winning it all. So now, any prize money that either team wins will go into a shared pool and will be divided out by percentages to both teams. So it won't be a matter of more effort for similar pay.
Right, and the men's team agreed to this, even though it means they'll make less. How did that happen?
Well, it means they'll make less, assuming that they achieve the goals that they've set out, right? They didn't make the 2018 World Cup, which left them high and dry in terms of pay, whereas the women's team obviously won the next year. So had they had the sharing structure, they would have made some of that bonus. But it's no secret the men's World Cup bonuses are massive. Just for qualifying, you make just about as much as the women make for winning. So I think the men's team, A, had their eye on higher achievement on their own end, and B, said, you know, this is the right thing to do. These are our sisters on the pitch. And that's where this landed.
I got about 30 seconds left. Nothing happens in a vacuum, of course. How does this change the conversation about pay equity in other sports, basketball and other industries beyond the sports world?
Yeah, I think this is something that has already reverberated everywhere, right? I think anytime we have a conversation on the pitch, on the court, even in the boardroom, right? People cite the U.S. women's national team, and we're already hearing about players around the world who are talking about bringing these sorts of arguments to their own federation. So this is really reverberating worldwide.
This is quite a day. Business Insider sports reporter Meredith Cash, thanks for the information.
Thank you.